Welcome to Newsfix, where we spend hours going through the news so you don't have to. A Sunday to forget. As Remembrance Sunday got underway in the UK, increased concerns over the Queen's health were expressed, and terror arrests were made following a car explosion near a commemoration. It's Monday, November 15th. Here's your Newsfix. The Queen did not attend the Remembrance Sunday commemoration yesterday because she sprained her back. It marked the first time the Queen has missed the event in 22 years. Prime Minister Boris Johnson later said on camera he wanted to reassure everybody he met the 95-year-old monarch last week and she is, quote, very well. In Liverpool, three arrests were made under the Terrorism Act after a taxi exploded outside the city's women's hospital. The explosion killed one man who was yet to be identified and injured the cab driver. At this point, there has been no official information released about a possible motive or any known connection to those arrested and the victims. However, The Telegraph reported unconfirmed details suggesting the cab driver became suspicious of his passenger. He allegedly diverted to the hospital away from the Remembrance Sunday event nearby and locked the passenger in the car to, quote, prevent any further harm. And the number of people killed following a crowd crush at Travis Scott's Astroworld Festival has risen to 10. The latest victim was a 9-year-old boy who had been in a medically induced coma. According to RTE News, there have now been at least 60 lawsuits filed against rapper Travis Scott and Drake, who later joined him on stage. Now looking to what we can expect today, jury selection in the trial of Ghislaine Maxwell, a close associate of the late Jeffrey Epstein, begins today. Remember, Maxwell has been in jail since July 2020. She faces trial on charges of sex trafficking children, perjury, and the enticement of minors relating to Epstein. And if convicted, she could spend the rest of her life behind bars. Maxwell has been refused bail 4 times ahead of this trial, with a judge saying she remains a flight risk. Speaking exclusively to the Mail on Sunday yesterday, Maxwell described the conditions in jail. She claims she receives no nutritious meals, an apple once had maggots in it, and that she no longer has a daily shower because of, quote, the creepy guards who watch her. And in the newsletter, we've included a really helpful article that we found with all of the details ahead of this trial that will start later this month. Now, political offsprings. The son of Libya's former dictator, Muammar al-Gaddafi, is going to run in the country's upcoming presidential election. Saif al-Islam Gaddafi will run for president in the December 24th election. And in the newsletter, we included some incredibly helpful context from Al Jazeera, which says, quote, complicating his presidential ambitions, Gaddafi was tried in absentia in 2015 by a Tripoli court at which he appeared via video link. He was sentenced to death for war crimes, including the killing of protesters during the uprising a decade ago, but was later pardoned. He is also wanted by the International Criminal Court for alleged crimes against humanity. Meanwhile, Sara Duterte, the daughter of Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte, announced she is running for vice president in next year's election. As The Guardian noted, she is expected to run alongside Ferdinand Marcos Jr., the son of a former dictator. Now some quick updates on the pandemic. In Ireland, the government said they are extremely concerned about the current situation. At the moment, 582 people across the country are in hospital with coronavirus. 106 of them are in ICU. The government is expected to advise people to work from home again wherever possible. And in Austria, those unvaccinated have been placed in lockdown once again, as the country battles one of the highest rates of infection across Europe. According to BBC News, this means about 2 million people can only leave their homes for limited reasons. And today marks 3 months since Kabul fell to the Taliban and they came back into power in Afghanistan as the country's former president fled. As BBC News noted, today also marks 20 years since the Taliban were pushed out of power in 2001. In Twitter trends, President Biden was trending over the weekend after a video was released of him and his siblings calling the Irish rugby team to congratulate them on their stunning victory against the All Blacks in Dublin on Saturday. And we've included the video in the newsletter, it's quite sweet to watch. And lastly, imagine you get engaged, there's lots of people in the background, then Adele emerges and all of a sudden you're sitting front row at her concert next to Lizzo. That's exactly what happened to a lucky couple in the concert that aired last night, which we've also included in the newsletter. That's today's fix. Have a great day.